490 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 458X, American State Trials. The boys were in the front and the men in the rear. Several people were running about the streets, and the cry was, "Damn the rascals!" Some said, "This will never do. The readiest way to get rid of these people is to attack the main guard. Strike at the root. There is the nest." Mrs. Catherine Field testified that Patrick Carr, who was killed by the firing in King Street on the 5th, was in her house that evening. When the bells rang, he went upstairs and put his surtout on, and got a hanger and put it between his coat and surtout. Her husband, coming at that time, gave him a push and felt the sword. He wanted to take it from him, but he was unwilling to let it go. Her husband told him he should not take it with him. She did not know what he said, but one of the neighbors was in the house and coaxed the sword out of his hand, and he went out without it. On his deathbed, he said he saw a parcel of boys and Negroes throwing snowballs at the guard. He thought the first or second man from the sentinel box was the man that shot him. John Mansfield knew Patrick Carr. On the night the bells rang, he wanted to go out. Mansfield persuaded him much to stay at home, but he did not mind him, and took his sword between his coat and surtout. Mr. Field, coming in, felt it and said he should not take it out with him. With much coaxing, a woman who lived next door got it from him. Mansfield was often at his bedside, and all that he ever heard him say was that he thought he knew the man that shot him, but he never made it known to him. John Stewart testified that between 8 and 9 o'clock on the 5th of March, as he was going home to Green's Lane, he met 5 or 6 men with sticks in their hands. About the middle of it, he met much the same number, and at the end of it, about as many more. They were going into town towards King Street. Captain Barbison O'Hara knew Carroll, one of the prisoners. He landed at a battery where Carroll was on duty and entered into conversation with him. He had taken particular notice of him ever since. His general character was that of a discreet, sober, orderly man. Theodore Bliss testified that on the evening of the 5th of March, he went out of the house and came into King Street. There he saw the soldiers and the officer. He went to the officer and asked him if his men were loaded. The officer said they were. He asked him if they loaded with ball. He made no answer. He asked him if they were going to fire, and he said they could not fire without his order. Directly he saw a snowball and stick come from behind him, which struck the grenadier on the right, which he took to be Warren. He warded it off with his musket as well as he could and immediately fired. He was the first man on the right and the third man from the officer. Immediately after the first gun, the officer turned to the right, and he turned to the left and went down the lane. He heard the word "fire" given, but whether it was the townspeople or the officer, he did not know.